Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
All right.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
Anyway, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. After N-Word, and I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. And tonight, we got the ATL's own DJ Rock Most. So if you want to holler at us, give us a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, tonight we got ATL's DJ Rock Most. And we want you to call us. 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Also, we want you to social network with us. So check out our Smooth Drama page on Twitter. I'm Smooth Drama. Sorry. On Facebook, my yearbook tag, I'm Dick Hugger. Add me, I'll add you back. But of course, I know y'all really want to holler at Miss 100%. Tell them where they can catch you, Miss 100%.
They can catch me on Facebook, Miss 100% spelled out. They can also email me, Miss 100% at Yahoo, or follow me on Twitter at 100%, number 100%.
All right.
Like I said, I'm making it real simple, easy this time around.
And that's how we do. And speaking of simple and easy, we got my main man, Black Steel, in the house. What's going on, Black Steel?
Yo, what's up with you, Dick Hugger?
I'm good. You can say hi to 100, too.
Hey, what's going on, Miss 100?
I was just wondering, but that's okay.
Anyway, we know you got a special announcement here, so go on and make your announcement, sir.
A special announcement this Sunday, January 15th, we got Public Enemy live in San Diego. They're doing two shows, one stop in Ventura, the other stop is here in San Diego. Live on stage, you got Chuck D, Flavor Flav, DJ Lord, Professor Griffin, the S1Ws. So, you know, if you're a fan of PE or just old school hip-hop, you know, come on out, check us out. Check the show out. If you need tickets, I got tickets, $25 general admission tickets. You can hit me up, area code 619-549-0667. You can catch me at on Twitter, jskill619. You know, basically that's it. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a great show. If you ever been to a Public Enemy show, you know what to expect. So I hope to see everybody there.
All right. Damn, I wish I could go. I'm trying to think we can do that Star Trek technology and just beam me backstage.
Yeah, no doubt. Or better yet, I'll just grab an iPad and just go and, you know, do that FaceTime, you know.
All right.
Get you in there live.
All right, I'm down. Anyway, man, I want to thank you for coming on. And definitely, you got to come back. You know, we got to holler a taste on some stuff. No doubt.
As always, thank you for having me.
Oh, come on, man. You my man, 40 grand. Even though you did diss me with Dina Howard like 20 years ago, but I ain't going to hold out against you. Yeah.
I got you, man. That's why I got you. I had you for Public Enemy. Now you just me.
I'm just saying. No. All right. All right, man. I'll let you later.
All right, man. Be easy.
All right, see you. All right. So, now, starting the show. So y'all know, there's a little Georgia school district A school, Beaver Ridge Elementary in Norcross, Georgia, coincidentally, they are using slavery examples in their math problems. And, you know, I was mad for about 5-6 hours. I can't express to y'all how mad I was. We'll just say I'm punching the punching bag, and I'm envisioning everybody that made up these math problems. I mean the problems were, you know, if kids each tree had 56 oranges, if 8 slaves picked them equally, then how much would each slave pick? Or if Frederick got 2 beatings per day, how many beatings did he get in 1 week? And I'm like, really? This is what you want to teach the kids? And, you know, at first I was like, you know, me and 100, we was a little angry. We did a little cussing here and there. But then I said, you know what? 2012, since we going hard in the paint anyway, and the world is ending, We want to be positive, and we had our own suggestions for what we think the Georgia school district should use as questions. You know, trying to be like Fox, fair and balanced. So, first one is our first word problem is, if Nat Turner killed 1 slave master every 5 minutes, how many did he kill in an hour?
12, Professor Dick. Is that right?
You are correct.
Oh, okay.
I feel so much better about that question.
Yeah, I just do.
Yeah,
a black guy killing a whole bunch of white guys. I mean, like, white people, yeah. That's what's up.
Anyway. Next question. If Christopher Columbus discovered a land in 1492 with an estimated 112 million inhabitants, and there are 3 million in 2011, how many were subtracted from 1492 to 2011?
1492 to 2011.
109,
Professor Dick? 109 million?
Now, doesn't that... I mean, we're talking about history. Now, doesn't that sound like equal opportunity history teaching, social studies for the kids?
Sound like it. Why don't they put those on?
But those are our suggestions, and I plan on sending them down and hoping that they will get a fair billing, sort of like when Frederick Douglass escaped from slavery. The plantation he was enslaved on had 6 overseers. How many did he have to beat to escape?
I know. 6 overseers. He had to beat down 6 overseers. Am I right?
Yes. Oh, my. See, and the kids will feel this. I think that these are questions, word problems that the kids can relate to also. Sort of like the last one, although this one is a harder one because it's a trick question. And my trick question is, George said Sam had WMDs. Pierre went and searched for 10 years and found none. So how many WMDs did Sam have?
Oh, this is a tricky one. This is really, really tricky.
Really tricky.
Can I use a lifeline? No, I'm just kidding. It's zero, Professor Dick. He had zero WMDs.
Yes. See, and if you look at it, you see how that could help the kids. The kids will understand it. You know, we talk about slavery. We deal with Nat Turner and the slave insurrection. So we're teaching history there. Mm-hmm. We always talk about Christopher Columbus. So we will be talking about world history there. We talk about the people, the estimated 112 million inhabitants, and those inhabitants have been locked down to 3 million. We talk about that. It'll be an open discussion. And then, once again, we talk about the slavery, since they were talking about the beatings that Frederick got. We can talk about the beatings that the actual guy, Frederick Douglass, who Black History Month was in honor of in February, his birthday. His name is Frederick, and he wrote in his autobiography how he had to beat on some slave overseers to get his freedom. Yeah, so it is actual history. And once again, you know, just in case we want to talk about modern history, we have George, who could be a representative of George Bush if you want to, or you can just be George, like George of the Jungle. And Sam, because Saddam Hussein is dead, maybe we want to be a little humane here, we say Sam and the WMDs. And as we all know, the WMDs, we went in and looked for them for 10 years, didn't quite find them. We found some peaches and herbs and some other things. and so it's a thinking person's question.
Mm-hmm.
And they are all social studies questions. And it solves the problem, and I think it would be more fair and balanced. At least I think it would be.
I think so, too. I agree with you. I rather enjoy the lesson.
Yeah. Because there were a lot of people who felt that, hey, it was no big deal. They're teaching actual history. And I'm saying, okay, we shall add on, and we can teach actual history also to our kids. But we want to be fair and representative of all history. We don't want to be slanted.
That's right. That's right.
So, and if you don't care about none of that, like, I'm still mad about it. And so I dedicated tonight's show to the anger that's building inside me that I'm trying to let blow off. I'm going to let it brush off my shoulders. I'm just going to use our guest tonight, as well as a few other entities, express my feelings to the world. Well, actually, to those individuals down in Norcross, Georgia, who thought that would be a good idea. So without further ado, this is tonight's guest. This is DJ Rock Most featuring Clandestine. This is Kill the Feed. And trust me, this shit is hot fire. Like clapping on the top rope.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when I DJ, I spend time some music. You know, I take you on a roller coaster ride throughout different genres and whatnot. But when I get in the studio as a producer, I make different types of tracks. You know, it's all pretty much, you know, hip-hop, funk, soul type shit. Not everything I would rhyme to. So the shit is all connected, and I use them all together, but they all have their own separate worlds. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm making a beat that sounds like me, I'll start writing to it. If not, I'll finish the beat and I'll move to something else. You know what I mean?
Okay.
As far as bouncing it time-wise, sometimes I just look for whatever the next check is around the corner. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a matter of time management. You know, I have a weekly joint here in Atlanta, which, you know, when I'm out of town, when I'm traveling, I'll have somebody for me, but it's still there when I get back, you know?
Okay.
And that's my bread and butter, but at the same time, I'll bounce, you know what I'm saying, to go do some other shit, you know? It's all about whatever is the most pressing at the moment, really.
So, which one do you gravitate to the most? Like, if you had to give one up, which one would you say, this is the one I would concentrate on?
Wow, if I had to give something up, like, I mean, when you say have to, you got to be talking like some I lost my voice type shit, or I lost a hand, you know, I lost the ability. I mean, because that's the only thing I can say. Like, my grandchildren are going to be embarrassed. Like, why ain't Grandpa always rapping in front of my friends? Like, that's going to be me. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's kind of hard to say which one I would give up. But if I had to just choose one, man, it hurts to say it because I love all of them in different ways, yet equally. I would probably choose DJing because I could probably touch more people through DJing. And I can manipulate your emotions a lot easier through DJing. Because,
right.
You know, when I'm rapping, you know what I'm saying, when I'm performing my shit, it's like either you like hip-hop or you don't.
Right.
And even if you like hip-hop, you either like my shit or you don't. But if I'm DJing, I'm going to get your ass. Like, I'm going to get you moving. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no question about that because that's what a good DJ does. You know what I mean? I've got a lot more tools in my arsenal to make you move.
Okay.
So even if you wait, you know what though, I would be rapping when y'all wasn't looking. I'm just like, you know, I'd be rapping and producing when y'all weren't paying attention. All right, I had a question. Hello, hi, okay. This is 100%. How are you? Nice to meet you. I'm great. What's your name? Miss 100%, and I'm a native Daytonian. Um, Dayton, Ohio, and I relocated to Birmingham, Alabama, so I'm down in Elmgrave with you.
I used to go to Dayton every summer to stay with my cousin whose dad was in the Air Force, and we used to do a lot of shit and get beat every summer.
Okay.
I got a lot of good memories in Dayton.
Okay.
But it's nice to see you as well.
My question was, when you were just talking about your love of, you know, DJing, I was asking, if you weren't getting paid for it, is that the one job that you would do? If you had everything
See, that's the thing.
I want to know what thing, even if you wasn't getting paid for it, you would still do it. You love it so much, even if you didn't.
Right. Well, when you say do it, do you mean like do it in my house or and do shows for people?
Anywhere. Like, I'm a graphic designer, and I don't care if I get paid or not. I love it so much, I do it in my sleep. So
I'm going to tell you like this. DJing would not be the thing that I would do even if I was not paid for it. Because that shit is work. That shit is a lot of work, and it's a lot more, makes me a lot more vulnerable to the people. I have to kind of give myself up to people when I DJ. It's definitely more so. But I can rap by myself all the time. I can make beats and rap to them by myself and not ever share that shit with anybody. So if it was about, like, no money involved and really just doing it for the love, it would be the producing / rapping. I can't even separate producing / rapping because I started producing because I didn't have nobody to be beats for my rhymes. You know what I mean? So they're kind of like one and the same for me.
Okay.
I would definitely say DJing would have to go if there was no money involved. Carrying equipment and shit, I'm cool.
So now I, in reading about you also, the Your latest album, Rise and Shine, which is fire, by the way.
Thank you.
What's your motivation behind it? What made you want to do Rise and Shine?
Well, it was a number of things, man. Like, I always try to make music that is has a balance between fun and inspiring. You know, so I never want to be the overly preachy dude, but I never want to be the motherfucker that's not paying attention to shit either. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So that was part of that, where the sentiment came from. But as far as, like, the concept, I used to come up with these concepts in my sleep and wake up like, yes, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's pretty much how I came. But Rise and Shine is basically, the concept of the album is, you know, we're all trying to, like, get a certain amount of attention and a whole lot of, you know, leads for whatever it is we do. If you're a chef, you want to be the best chef out of any restaurant on the block, you know what I'm saying, or on the city, whatever the case. If you're a DJ, you want to be the best DJ in the city, whatever, you know, best DJ in the world.
Right.
And what a lot of people fail to realize in those situations is that, you know, that's cool to want those things, but there's a process to getting those things, you know what I mean? So, like, the rise and shine part comes where it's like everybody wants to shine, but, like, are you willing to rise and do what it takes in order to get that shine?
Yeah.
And that's where the concept of the album came from, because I've been doing it for a minute in the A. You know, I'm actually outside of a show right now. You might hear the cars driving by. But, like, my people, Book Brown and Dylan, they all rocking in there right now, and I'm missing the show. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's my people, and like, they're in there rising right now. You know what I mean? They're in there rising right now and shining in the process, you know.
Okay.
It's a lot of work that goes into being successful no matter what it is you do. And that's what the album, the concept is for Rise and Shine.
Now, as far as your album and as a DJ, when you're playing music, and I know you're talking about you're going to get that ass. Now, can you stomach playing the music that you hate even though the crowd likes it?
That's funny.
You know what? That is something. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish.
No, I was saying I had a question and it's similar to that, so I'm very interested to hear that answer.
You know what? I am becoming a lot more mature when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? Now, I definitely don't like people trying to micromanage my set and make requests every time I stop a record, especially when the dance floor is packed already. Like, why are you talking to me? You should be over there with everybody else dance. But, you know, there is a time and a place. Like, I don't hate whole genres, so I still play certain things from certain types of music. But I just play the shit that I like that I know is going to please those people. I give you your little piece, and, you know, I get you out of my favorite. That's how that works. Yeah. I don't hate all. Like, I live in Atlanta, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of bullshit music coming out of this city. I'm on Flash Old and Bouldercrest right now. I don't know if y'all listen to Gucci Mane or not, but, like, this is what the fuck he's always talking about, Flat Shade, Flat Shoulder. But I'm in that neighborhood right now.
Yeah. let me explain something to you, man. I'm hip-hop. No.
I feel you. Well, I'm saying, like, I listen to a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? There's a song or two that I've actually enjoyed by that dude. Did I buy them? Hell no. So I put it in my car? Nah, but when it comes on, I can understand why people feel it. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying there. And, there's some songs you're like, okay.
Like, my DJ mind is like, that song is hot. But my producer, MC Mind, is like, next song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I've had to learn to separate because they are two totally separate things. You know what I mean?
Right.
I still pride myself on not spending bullshit, though. Like, if the song is whack, I've told the sexiest girl in the world, I swear she was the sexiest girl, at least that day she was the sexiest girl in the world that I've ever seen. And she was like, can you play some strip club shit? And I'm like what? You know what I'm saying? Like, you see what the crowd was. I was, like, in a really mixed environment as far as, like, people, young, old, black, white, whatever. You know, a mixed demographic, which I generally play good hip-hop 80% of the time, you know.
Right.
She wanted, like, some real ghetto booty bouncing. I was like, what you want to hear? So she was like, to name a song. I was like, no, I'm not going to play that. She's like, do you see that ass? I was like, yes, I see that ass. However, I cannot play this song. Please understand. Naturally, she didn't want to talk after the show, and then she, like, left before I got off. And, you know, yeah, that was all bad on the personal sexual side of things. But as a professional DJ, I had to have my integrity and be like, you know, yeah, I see that ass. And if that's the first thing you throw in my face, you're probably not worth my job here. You know what I'm saying?
God.
Like, at the end of the day, it's like, I said, like, do you know how much money? That's what I told her. Do you know how much money they're paying me? Like, yeah, like, let's take your ass and money and go have some fun. Like, but right now, I need you to chill. I'm not playing that shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah.
I have to find a medium between pleasing the people and being able to look at myself in the mirror. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that was sort of my question. I was kind of bothered by Candy from Escape. She's a singer, but she also is a songwriter and a producer too.
Right.
And I kind of felt like she was perverting the craft by putting that weed wearing white woman out there who can't sing. So she was
right.
Just putting a lady out there, putting her out there. Oh, because she has some big titties. Okay, well, I got big titties too, so put me on. I mean, I can carry a tune. I mean, but
right.
I'm saying.
You know what's funny?
Would you do something like that? Would you put somebody on?
I'm
going to
tell you something real funny. I don't even know who you're talking about. Like, I know Candy.
Candy.
But I have no idea who she's putting out right now. That kind of answers your question. Because my thing is this. I've worked very long and hard to get to the position where I am. And to some people, that's a very good position. Some people, I got a long way to go. To me, I got a long way to go. But I know one thing that I won't do is I will not put anybody on who is not A dudes, who is not B deserving, whether it be talent or hard work or whatever the case. And, yeah, no. To answer your question, no, I would not do that shit. You know what I mean? Just because, and y'all can quote me 10 years from now. Hopefully, I'll be a much better rock mode in a lot of ways. And I'll still be the same in that way. You know what I mean?
No, you had me at, I saw the ass, but I still didn't play the song.
Right. Yeah.
I feel you.
I regretted that later, but, you know, the rest of me was like, yeah, man, stand up for yourself. Wow.
All right,
yeah.
So,
I just said that, you know?
I feel where you're coming from because it's like there's the integrity of it. It's like, yeah, I would love to cater to you, but I can't take it.
I just couldn't. You know what I'm saying? And everything I said after that fell on deaf ears. It was like, you know, we can go to whatever, nigga. You know, that's how that goes. But no, like, I'm all about, I know too many incredibly dope people. Some of them are like 100 feet away from me right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, so dope and so, like, blow your mind dope. You know what I mean?
So who?
I'm not putting on no bullshit.
Yeah.
Not,
so who as an artist you look to and like you get motivation from?
Man, honestly, I'm at the point in the game. You know, y'all probably peeped my bio. Y'all know how old I am. I'm a grown ass man. I'm like in my late 30s. So that whole looking up to people, idolizing people that I don't know, that's just pretty much over with because I'm a grown ass man and like. You know, life is real now. It's not fantasy no more. And I met a lot of these cats, and a lot of them are disappointing. So I reach to my family. I got a family of a bunch of talented artists that give me inspiration every day. You know what I mean? It's like a friendly competition thing, even though there's no competition at all because we're all on the same team.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like you got Brooke Brown, Clandestine, my man Trusky, who's also one of the producers on my album and my DJ.
Yeah.
There's a gang of people. My man Stan Steen got an album getting ready to drop from this label in Tokyo. I'm sorry, not in Tokyo. It's in Germany, but it's called Tokyo Dawn. That's how that works.
Okay.
But I got some of the most incredible artists, like, arm's length away. You know what I mean? So I don't have to really look outside of that. You know what I mean? Because they impress me oftentimes more than the people I see on TV and on the radio and even on the blogs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. When I'm asking you the question, it's like motivating, like you can listen. And I was meaning like you listen to this artist and you're like, yeah, it's still, because for me, in doing what I do, I get motivated by cats like you who still do hip-hop.
Right.
Y'all fired me up. It's not a looking up to you because I'm a grown-ass man, too.
Right. I feel
like,
you, but I...
You know, there's cats that's out there that still want to be real in the face of bullshit.
I mean, you know, and let's not get it further. Like, I would love to sell records, but I'm not going to do it at the expense of my integrity or my character. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's people that inspire me, people that are still doing it that are doing well. Unfortunately, a lot of people I like are doing okay. You know what I mean? Well, they're not doing, like, really well. You know what I mean? And that's why I just look at what everyone else is putting out there and putting in front of me and saying, this is good. I have to look within my own circles. And I'm not like a cliquist dude. You know, I got, within Atlanta, there's probably 20 different cliques, and I'm cool with all of them. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got people doing alternative music, hip-hop, funk. So, like, there's a funk band on my co-owner of my label has a funk band. You know what I mean? I tour with them sometimes.
Funk is, you know, beautiful.
I'm sorry?
I said funk is beautiful.
So
original music is a beautiful thing.
I got a short attention span, so I can't find my inspiration in one place all the time. Sometimes it's, you know, places I didn't know it was going to be. So I just try to keep my eyes and ears open and hope to find it.
Yeah. So tell the people where they can, if they wanted to catch DJ Rockmost, where they can catch you at.
If you want to catch DJ Rockmost or MC Rockmost?
Well,
DJ Rockmost?
Well, we can catch both of them.
Okay, well, check this out. I just started a Podomatic page. I haven't uploaded any of my mixes yet, but within the next week or so, I promise to have a couple mixes up there. Can't tell the URL, but if you Google it, it'll probably come up, Rockmost on Podomatic. but I've got rockmostmusic.com, which is my official website. I've got... Bandcamp, like some exclusive shit for your show right now. So I don't tell people about Bandcamp because it's free. You know what I'm saying? But if you go to Bandcamp, rock-most.bandcamp.com, you can get the album for free right now. You can also make a donation. I'm on Twitter, rock_most. Facebook.com/rockmostmusic. I'm pretty much everywhere, man. So if you want to find me, I'm out there. It's rockmost, two words.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show, man, and taking the time to come on.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, well, you know, definitely, and when you plan on coming out with anything else, we definitely want to know about it, and I definitely plan on checking out your mix.
No doubt. Hey, what part of Alabama is this in?
I'm in Birmingham.
Okay, because I got a show in Mobile on the 27th, so I know that's a long way away. But you're right down the street, though. You're like 2 hours away. When you
yeah,
like,
yeah, if I get on 20, I can get to you in an hour.
I'm right off 20.
Okay.
I'm literally, like, now I'm less than 100 yards from 20.
Okay.
So when you come in and you're looking for something to do, holler at me, and I'll show you, you know what I'm saying, I'll show you what it is.
Okay. All right, that's what's up.
And I'm coming to Cali, too, on tour, so I'm going to holler at you, too, bro.
Hey, I'll be there.
When I come see my sister in Oakland, I'm coming to holler at you.
All right, yeah, you can stay here.
You word just, up. I'm going to stay with my sister, but you know.
All right. All right.
All right, y'all be safe. I appreciate it.
All right, man, you take care.
All right, peace.
All right. That was DJ Rockmo. check out that album. The album is nice. I've been pumping it all day. So, you know, I'm like that. DJ Rock Most. He hip hop, old school, just flowing. But we gonna go on the break here before we come back and be angry again. For some reason, Miss 100% is
is just mad today. I don't know why she's upset. And,
you know why I'm mad.
Well, I'm lying because I'm mad too. I've just been mad just for no reason whatsoever. Anyway, this is Immortal Technique in the past because, you know, we leave the past, we ain't gonna never understand the future.
together you got smooth drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Immortal Technique. Leaving the past. You know, we got to do that type of thing every now and again. Well, all the time. Because if we don't, just get held on to forever. And we can't have that now, can we? Yeah. And speaking of holding on to it, still upset by this Georgia slavery being used in the math and how the justification is, oh, we're teaching history. But as pointing out, if you want to teach history, yeah, let us all have a say in the process. I guarantee you, if Nat Turner killed one slave master every 5 minutes, how many did he kill in an hour? I guarantee you, the program would be scrapped.
Right, right. There would be an uprising across the country. That would be beside itself. There would be no to do.
We'd be on Bill O'Reilly.
Right.
You know, talking about the racism that we're perpetrating out here. And speaking of that, along those lines, I know you'll have a great appreciation for this. There's a Dubai Circuit Factory gym which used the Auschwitz picture in the ad for losing weight. You know, if you don't know, Auschwitz was one of the concentration camps.
Right.
And it was used with the phrase, kiss your calories goodbye, on his Facebook page. And obviously, there was a whole bunch of backlash, and they came on gym founder Phil Parkinson. Maybe he has Parkinson's disease. He came on and apologized. I'm sorry. And
yes, here we go again.
Yes, ensured that the designer who did that particular ad is no longer with the company. Like, he didn't see it.
You know what? That fucking killed me. You know why? Because whoever the person is that designed it, have a person over them that okays it.
What?
Don't fire the person that was told to do it. Fire the motherfucker that told the motherfucker to do it. You see what I'm saying?
Are you saying that Mr. Parkinson didn't see the advertisement that was going to be for his gym?
He saw that bullshit and it was okay with it.
Yeah, he probably was like, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. And Auschwitz was not just a concentration camp. It was where they went because nobody was coming back. That's where they put them all into the gas chambers.
Right. Now
that's what Auschwitz was.
Now,
and that's some bullshit to use that for anything.
Right. Now I bring that up because as we know, Rick Santorum, who was a presidential candidate, you know, the past couple of weeks, he's been getting his, I'm going to talk about black folks so I can get ratings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because nobody had heard of Rick Santorum until he came out with the I'm not going to put black folks on welfare so that I can make their lives better comment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he also came out with when they were talking about gay rights and abortion, he came out and said, would you abort a gay baby? And I'm not trying to put the two together. You know, it just seems like he would talk about black folks. When he talked about the black folks, he got a boost
in the ratings, and he was second. He was in second place in Iowa. He lost the vote in Iowa by 8 votes.
Well, you know what's really, really funny? It's captivating to me. It's the fact that no person is actually looking at the presidential candidate and saying, what will they do? What can they do? What can they offer this country? They're looking at who the best candidate is to beat President Obama. That is the only measuring stick that they're using. That's the only qualification that you have to have. Who can beat Obama? They don't give a shit what these people do, what they say, what their politics or policies are going to be. They just want his black ass out of this, period and point blank. And you know what? It's so in your face now, the racism, to where if they don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck.
Hold on. You said now?
It ain't being in your face like that.
Hold on. No. Hold on.
It's being kind of nice, nasty.
Oh,
it's being
nice, nasty?
It's so sneaky. Now, they don't give a fuck.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, when Obama was elected, gun sales went up. The Curious George t-shirts.
But I'm saying that's recent. It's recent now. It hasn't been like that in the past 10, 15 years in your face. It wasn't like that until the minute that Obama was elected president.
Well, I think it depends on the public arena and what your involvement is in the public arena. See, because I would contend that if you were running for Congress or Senate in Birmingham,
mm-hmm.
that you would probably run into a tad bit of racism. Over the top.
I wouldn't, because Birmingham is like 85% black.
And that means what? Washington, D.C. is predominantly black. That
it ain't really no white people that live here. They moved away.
Okay, but Washington, D.C. is predominantly black.
Okay.
So, I mean, when you say that, it, like you got to understand that, yeah, it could be, but that don't mean that you run it.
And then, you know what, and then you're right, I can feel what you're saying, too, because it's what really makes my ass itch more than anything is skin.
Itch?
Yeah, makes my ass itch. Makes my skin crawl is seeing black folks that's racist against black folks. I ain't gonna say prejudice because prejudice is too nice. Prejudice, that means that you just have a preconceived notion of somebody before you get to know them. Racism means I don't like you for the simple fact that your skin color is different from mine. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. But you have black people who are racist against other black people. You not as light as I am, so you not as pretty as I am. Therefore, I'm better than you type shit. I'm sick of that. Black is black.
That's a oldie but goodie. That was never.
But it's still, and it's really weird because that's still going on.
I wanted to talk about, you know, in that's a part of it, but the whole, you get this phenomenon where they can talk about Auschwitz and people will take it down and you never hear anything else about it.
Right.
But
right.
Rick Santorum can talk about black folks and he gets a bump in his ratings.
Yes.
This is what I'm talking about. See,
yes.
And this is us. You know, this is a function of us not wielding the power that we have, that we should wield. Because, you know, I mean, we basically, when it comes to standing up for ourselves, we pussy. No, nobody wants to say what need to be said. I mean, for me, I wish that I was a rapper, because I would make, and I still think I may, it's going to be a horrible hip-hop song talking mm-hmm. about the people in Norcross, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody want to help me out? If y'all know any DJ producers, or if you actually, you can rap, because I can't,
You know, my
I've seen the hook for you, but I can't sing that good, so I might need to give you
a We're going to do the smooth drama Norcross diss. We're going to diss the Norcross, Georgia school district. We're going to let them know how we feel about it.
Yeah. But you know what, Dick? Not only that is more, makes my ass itch even more, is the fact that you have this guy saying things like that about black people, and black people don't fucking budge and say nothing. But as soon as homies step on your sneakers, you shoot it. You know what I'm saying? You go and you spray the whole damn house
right
over some shoes. Or you beating everybody's ass over a pair of Jordans and Michael don't give a shit about you.
Right.
But you feel what I'm saying?
Right, but that's what I'm talking about. You know, I will smoke you for my Jordans, but I can talk about Frederick getting beatings. And it's all love.
It's all good. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's some sad ass stuff.
You know, you talk about, you know, pathetic. Mm-hmm. I mean, the mentality is pathetic, where objects are more important than people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, you know, objectification. I mean, you worshiping. You're worshiping things that, quite honestly, are meaningless.
And it's so funny how it's not funny, but it's, you know, funny like thankism type funny, how we treat one another, because it's like this. And I don't know where, you know, black people get this mentality, because we all came up struggling together. But if for some reason this group of people, you know, got more than this group, and now all of a sudden that group that feel like they got a little more is looking down on that group. You feel what I mean? There's something is totally wrong with, nobody has to do anything to degrade our race. We do it enough on our own. When we don't speak about shit, when we degrade one another for a dollar, when we feel like, you know, we're better than somebody because we got a little bit more, then it's something totally wrong with that.
Well, so, that's the thing that we need to change. We definitely, I know, I'm definitely going to have more to say about Norcross. And as I stated in my post earlier this week, everyone that was involved with that thought it was a good idea, I hope they get canceled.
I told you.
No, it's me, but I'm sorry. I do hope they get cancer. And on that note, I want to thank my man DJ Rockmo for coming on the show. I want to thank the bloggers for their interesting commentary as always.
Yeah, sometimes I wish they would call you to say it out loud so people can hear me.
Where's the fun in that?
Say it out loud.
And on that note, I'm for Miss 100%, I'm Dick Hucker, a.k.a. F the N-word. And we, of course, are Smooth Drama. And we ain't all that smooth. We more about the drama right now. And we out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama,
smooth.